National Security Services officers ban a stack of fake U.S. dollars at National Security Headquarters in Juba today. The officers put the fake money on a display in front of journalists before pouring petrol on the stack and setting it ablaze. David John Kumuri, Director for Public Relations at the National Security Service, told the reporters the money was seized from the suspects during operations aimed at cracking down on a crime across the country, including counterfeiting.
The two suspects were respectively apprehended in possession of machine for counterfeiting, United States dollars, as well as fake dollars amounting to 1,880,000 U.S. dollars. The suspects are identified as Joseph William Deng, is a South Sudanese by nationality, and Daniel Brown Nema is a Liberian nationalist.
Kumuri says Deng was caught with 380,000 fake United States dollars, while Brown was caught with a dollar printing machine and 1.5 million in fake dollars. He sold reporters the confiscated fake money.
If you look at this this note here, you can see it like a paper. You got the point? You can see like a paper and the way the color looks, you cannot differentiate. But once you touch it, you can be able to identify it.
Kumuri says some of the fake dollars seized have similar serial numbers as opposed to genuine dollars, which have varying serial numbers. He says more counterfeit dollars could be in circulation and urges the public to cooperate with security agents to combat similar crimes. During a brief interview with the suspects at National Security Service headquarters, Brown, who is 57, told reporters he has been printing counterfeit currency across South Sudan since 2016.
Because I got involved in money laundering. I have a machine that gives an impression that I clean the black dollar. I give an impression which is not true.
Deng says he started printing fake dollars earlier this month.
This work in South Sudan is everywhere across the country. But you, who is an innocent citizen working for your survival in order to get food, because government has got hold of you, you are apprehended and deemed criminal.
Kumuri says the proliferation of counterfeit money endangers South Sudan's economy.
This press statement highlights the extensive economic destructive activities these organized criminal groups have been engaging in with the aim of satisfying the economic needs at expense of South Sudanese economy. And therefore, we urge the citizens to be aware and remain watchful in respect to this sophisticated illegally financial schemes.
Kumuri says the two suspects will be taken to court and charged under Articles 156 and 158 of South Sudan's 2008 Penal Court Act, which forbids counterfeiting. If found guilty, they face 7 years in prison and fines. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.